Thank you for choosing to listen to this message. At Coastal, we believe in changing and enriching lives through the power of the Word. We pray that this sermon would be a blessing to you.
But again, I'd never, ever want to say no when asked to do this. So we're going to give it a whirl. And if it goes through, you can definitely believe it was the Holy Spirit and God's plan. So when going to prepare this, I'm always getting a title is probably the hardest part for me, but it actually was kind of inspired from my wife. A couple weeks ago, Pastor was speaking on making an appointment to hear God, and she comes out later that evening and she's like, you know, this is the second time. She's like, you know, I haven't really heard how to hear him, but I can just hear God saying, lean on me, just lean on me, you know, stop. Why do we always got to try to figure it out? So going through that, I realized that in order to lean, I feel there's a needed step in order to get there. And seeing how the youth is supposed to be a part of this, can I get one volunteer? Just one. All you got to do is stand up. I know you're not going to, son. Just one. I will pick soon, though. James, pick one. All right, James, come here. All right, come here, Corinne. You go right down here. You don't even have to say anything. Come right down here. All right, so James, turn around. Face that way. You stay there. All right, I want you to close your eyes and just fall back, and she's going to get you. See, he's got trust. So, thank you. See, it wasn't even that bad. Well, I didn't think James would actually go into her, but being the family, you know, I thought I'd have to switch it around to show, you know, you really need trust before you can actually lean into something. So with that, you know, we got to trust in our Father so that we can lean on Him. Without building that trust, there's going to be no confidence in how we're going to walk through our days. He is our Creator, our God, a worthy King, King of all. He has 66 books that were no shortage of trying to find verses for trust. You pull it up, I mean, there's just an onslaught of wherever you could be finding things. And thank you very much for putting this together, Fred. I saw the thing come through, and I was like, man, he's really putting the pressure on. He's got it playing. So Proverbs 3:5. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So it kind of breaks it right there. You know, are you going to lean on God? You're going to lean on yourself. That's going to deter your outcome and where you're going to end up going. Psalms 56:3. So when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. So again, it's just over and over. Where are we going to put our trust in? Are we going to put it in this world and the things we see, which are easier to do because they are relatable. We can touch it, we can feel it, we can hear it, we can use our five senses to really get into it. But it's that trust that isn't easy. That's why God has it there. We got to actually endure to it and reach for it. Jeremiah 17:17. So blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Whose trust is in the Lord? And when I read that, whose really stuck out to me? Whose is a possession? So the blessed man not only trusted in it, he took it as a possession. He took it for his. He took it to be with him. He went from that, he took it as an action and then just took full possession of it. And I thought that was, it really stuck out to me that, you know, the blessed man, and it's a blessed man because he has his trust in the Lord. So he's being blessed and he took the possession of it and walked with that. It's very easy for us to say, I trust in the Lord. I mean, we probably do it all the time and we aren't even doing it while we're saying it sometimes. While we were in Haiti, you have to get tests these days in order to go out of country and come back. Different countries have different regulations, but in Haiti, it's not a place where you can just, hey, I'm going to go down and get a test here, go get a test there. So we're on 12 hours deep up into the north woods of Haiti, and we brought one. We're three men. We did not plan well, so we only brought one with us. And just finding Wi-Fi to do that was a challenge. But we finally get it on. We're doing our 15 minutes. Mine comes back negative. 1 minute later, James comes back positive. And then Phil, now we have to wait 15 minutes for his to go through. So his comes back. So the rest of that day was a day where it took a lot to put our trust in the Lord. We had to try to decide, do we want to go to Port-au-Prince and take the chance of being stuck in Port-au-Prince or stay to where we're more comfortable, especially with the time things going on. So the rest of that day, we were kind of, James, I admire this man. When he's stressed, he can sleep. I wish I could do that. I mean it. Like, I'm golden. But I'm stressed. I don't sleep. So Phil and I went out to try to walk it out. I got called a pet. So apparently when you're over there, they said, hey, there's Pastor Whistler's block. We should get a block too. So we get back later. I'm like, James, let's go to the beach, kind of relax. And it wasn't until I could acknowledge what I said before, because I made a statement, if anybody comes up positive, I'm staying. We'll send out who we are. And I said that easily before, but it wasn't until I knew I actually had, because even when I'm saved, you know, like now I got to really do that. And I made it clear to my wife, said, babe, you know, I'd go, there's a chance that, you know, it could turn into longer. Just even if it's not mine, it could be somebody else's. So when talking to James in the ocean, and I mentioned it, there was like a relief and a calm. There was still the stress, but that Friday morning, after all of us were praying and trusting, the leaning happened, and it was a calm. We went, got on our plane, went into Port-au-Prince. It was like we didn't even talk about it. It was just, we were going to enjoy this last moment. Sure enough, James gets to go get his test, negative. We're on the plane and out. So, but it was a true put your trust in the Lord situation for us. So Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you the future, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and you will, and I will hear you. So no matter how hard we try to do things, his will is his will, and it's going to stay his will. Thankfully, his will is to provide welfare and not evil. It gives us a future and a hope when we are leaning on that future and hope. And in verse 13, it even says, he's always available with a whole heart. So it's where are we putting our heart into this? Psalms 55:22. So cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. So when hearing cast your thoughts there, we got to get rid of our wants and the desires to even come close to any bit of our righteousness through Jesus. But when we have found our hope in Jesus, the righteous are not to be moved. So Matthew 6:27. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? I might have had to repeat that while I was preparing and getting ready for this, because, you know, there's a lot of anxiousness still here. But our time on earth is already established. It's already set when we're going, when we're, how long we're going to be here, whether we want to control it or not. It's already planned. It's already given. And God has it. So we should live with it. This week, I had to bring my toddler to the dentist. Anybody ever want to bring a child to the dentist who's under 3, and especially 2 years? Do not do it at this time of the year. Everybody was in costume. So she had to have a doctor that looked like Coco with a white face and black eyes all staring down at her mouth. And that it was a fun trip. It was a fun trip. But needless to say, something came out of that. Lorax was on because it's a child's place. And the one line that got said just struck a chord right at that movie. It says, a tree falls the way it leans. Careful what way you're leaning. And so obviously I knew I was meant to be at the dentist and have my ears pierced from that screaming toddler at that moment. But so yeah, a tree falls the way it's leaning. So what way are you leaning? Are you going to lean into the Lord? Are you going to lean into the ways of the world? Because where you're leaning is where you're going to fall. So again, like, it was just amazing how through this week with the fogginess, certain things just kept popping in as we were going through. And talk about confusion. My wife thought I was picking her up. I thought she was going there and meeting me there. So there was a lot of like cross. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun situation. So it's the time and effort we put into worldly relationships that should be a small portion of what we seek in God. We tend to do it opposite. We tend to try to seek in, again, what we're able to interact with here and do that. So Deuteronomy 31:8, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. So in that Deuteronomy, Moses is telling Joshua, you know, this is yours. You're going to go over, you are going to conquer, and you are going to take. Joshua stepped out with trust, leaned on the Lord, and then just walked there and took over a whole land that was given, already predetermined by God. So you got to continue with that fearless and faithfulness and go through it, because our steps are predetermined with our will, especially if we're seeking to follow those steps through God. John 16:33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So when we got to walk, it by no means says it's going to be easy. Every day there's going to be a handful of things that come our way. It is where our trust is that will enable us to continue to get through it. Have you ever seen the horse races? The horse wears these things called blinkers. At least I'm pretty sure I got that right. I didn't like check three sources, which I probably should have, but you know, it kind of popped up and read good. But so a horse has those blinkers on so that it can stay focused in a race and not pay attention to its surroundings. That'll spook it and get it worked up. That's kind of how we got to be walking through our days. If we got our trust in God, we're leaning on God, we can't be looking out, oh, well, what's over there? Or what's happening there again? Oh, what was that? You know, and we need to go with a focused mind. What was even interesting is when looking this up, some believe that it's most effective the first time it's used. So, you know, a first Christian getting the fire, just, oh, determined, they're on fire. It's after that continual use where you start to like, oh, just maybe flip it to the side or whatever. So just, I took that as a note that it was kind of amazing, because it is, as we go through our Christian walk, it's very easy just to get comfortable and just go about and not even realize where we're getting pulled aside to. Galatians 5:16. So, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So it's the Holy Spirit that holds to for our blinker. So the Holy Spirit is going to act as our blinkers as we go through our days and walk through. I can assure you I do not have the best ability of always doing it myself. So I think we just always need to continue to just seek it as much as possible, pray, and go from there. Proverbs 3:21-23. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and admirant for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. So don't lose sight. Lean into his knowledge and life-giving wonder. It says to wear it again as a possession. again, I saw the possession of taking it. You know, you're wearing it around your neck. You know, take hold of what he's given us. He's given us life. He's given us freedom. He's given us salvation. And then we're able to walk securely. He even tells us there, you will not stumble. He tells us 10,000 angels will lift you up. It's there for us to have. So let's take it. As I was coming through and finishing up this message, I had realized that so much of the Old Testament was built on building trust in God. And as you come into the New Testament, you have Jesus and showing us how to walk through that and to continue to walk through that. You got Paul just continuing to write letters to all the churches to continue to build and teach them to carry on and walk through it all. And I just note and just wanted to point that out. Micah 4:5 says, "For all the people walk each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." So everybody's walking with a purpose to something. Whether you think so or not, you're either walking for money, you're walking for acceptance, you're walking for success, pride, and countless of other things. But irregardless whether you're following God or not, you are putting a purpose into what your agenda is through the day. So we need to put our purpose into God and walk for that kingdom and his everlasting kingdom. It's the one that gives life and is, again, everlasting. I thought that would be a little longer. Really, the trust, lean, and then walk, I really do believe that that's one way we're going to be fearless. We're going to be faithful. We got to be faithful in our God. We got to be fearless to walk, to carry out our days. I know through here, Jonathan, I know I don't see him, but this same thing for you. Just things might not have worked out for this week, for the school, but just the next step. Go to the next and just continue on. And the door was closed for a purpose that either things change here or situations or the new avenue will be opened up for you. So I just want to pray. And Father God, I thank you for this church family. I thank you for the provision and the backing of anybody here that you will give through this congregation. I pray that we from here reach out and do more through this community, that we continue to strive and seek you and trust in you, Father God. And I just pray that as we walk, that you guide us and protect us. I pray that if there's those here that have yet to know you, that they come to trust in you, Father, that they know that your son Jesus was sacrificed to give life to them and to take away their pains and their sorrows. And may they just come to an understanding that the rays of Jesus' life 3 days later gives us a whole salvation that we cannot explain or understand, Father. I thank you for this. Be with everyone this week, and may we continue to just seek you, Father, and lean on you in Jesus' name. Amen.